You are listening to No PC Allowed, a.k.a. No Political Correctness Allowed. And I am Mac Iverson. Is Pride Month evil? Well, let's reverse engineer this parade of pridefulness by quickly defining its core and then examining the nuts and bolts of all these nuts and dolts. Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock has a very childish notion. He has said, "No one is free until we are all free." Yeah, I remember thinking that too when I was 10 years old. He also loves to bloviate over the dignity of all people. Excuse me. Treating people with respect and dignity does not automatically equate with grabbing the ankles to give sex degenerates whatever they ask for. And this is largely what he supports. The big bad boogeyman is always this black-robed or white-robed thing called bigotry. To cut through all the crapola in life, let's just get down to the basics of defining what exactly is bigotry. From the American Heritage Dictionary, a bigot is a person of strong conviction or prejudice, especially in matters of religion, race, or politics, who is intolerant of those who differ with them. Okay, then, what is prejudice? Same source. An adverse judgment or opinion formed beforehand or without knowledge or examination of the facts. By the way, that word prejudice defines with laser beam precision the very essence of what it means to be woke. And finally, we must define the third key word in the definition of bigotry, that being the word intolerant. Again, from the American Heritage Dictionary, inability to withstand or consume. Where have we heard that before? Can you say safe spaces? Let me ask you a very obvious question with an even more obvious answer. Which side is the best at articulating both sides of the political divide? Who is more coherent, more aware, more fair-minded, more objective? Again, of not just their own side, but of both sides. Everyone on both sides knows this answer. We all know this answer. The woke are chock full of clutching of pearls, fake orgasmic, on full display emotionalism, and trite phrases that fit perfectly onto bumper stickers. For example, Jesus was a socialist, hot girls hate capitalism, and not a Republican, I just like trucks. Or how about this one? From each according to his ability, to each according to his need. Many have tried to destroy the world with such satanic simple-mindedness. So if the woke don't really know how conservatives even see things, isn't that the very essence of bigotry? So after careful examination of the word bigot, who is bigoted? Conservatives or the woke? Obviously, it's the woke sick joke. The reason why it only seems the opposite is because Americans have been lied to at full volume for decades now by the George Soros money machine and other communist fascist Chinese confederates who are all fully invested with trillions of dollars into the utter third worldization of America, so that the new woke power brokers can swoop in and take over everything for themselves and put everyone else in chains to prevent the people from ever rising up again to take it all back. America's destruction equals massive profits for the woke. Lying woke a-holes like that fake preacher politician Raphael the Warlock Warnock give support to the Human Rights Campaign, or HRC, because that's how Warlock Warnock is able to survive politically without him having to be articulate or intelligent or having to break an actual sweat on the campaign trail. He knows who butters his toast. It's the billionaire Georgian Alex Soros crime family who directly and indirectly finance such money laundering outfits such as the HRC and others by the many hundreds worldwide. Even though sexual dysphoria is this vast manufactured neurosis created by the trans-industrial complex, that doesn't mean it isn't real. And it's obviously growing. Boys' numbers are rising, but girls are experiencing exponential growth of this propaganda disease. Let's take a look at the more superficial reasons why this is happening. Many things tie in. Number one, there's the death trap spiral of social media comparison. Extremely young and immature girls find themselves trapped inside this crazy demonic funhouse with distorted mirrors everywhere they look. So, of course, they're not going to see themselves accurately. Their hair is too thin, they're too fat, their lips aren't full enough, and so on. Any parent who allows their innocent, sweet, precious gift from God, their child, their daughter, to become tortured and tormented like this and just with social media, is, in my opinion, a fool and should not have become a parent. But people notoriously love to rush into parenthood, especially when Big Mama government has very loose purse strings, and especially when unmarried mom wants to have one of her boyfriends over for a weekend jam session. So that's number one, the social media comparison obsession viewed from grossly mature and childish minds. So the message that the insanely profitable transsexual industrial network complex offers these children is this, and this is number two, you need to go from a girl to a boy or you're likely to commit suicide. In other words, weak, stupid, communist-indoctrinated parents are allowing this to happen in their children's schools. So, of course, the world is full of these low-life, sell-their-own-children-for-a-fast-buck, gutter-dwelling, demon-possessed a-holes who actually tell children this. The psychological and medical professions are chock-full of them. And regular listeners to No PC Allowed already know this. But for the average mom and dad to just grab the ankles and offer their own children, their own flesh and blood, to these demon-possessed money changers dwelling in the temple of our modern-day Sodom and Gomorrah is just completely insane to me. Again, that's reason number two. Crappy, weak, even stupid parents. And yes, even and, in fact, especially, the highly educated parents are often the biggest sucker, idiot, moron, imbeciles who've fallen for this evil, woke garbage. These educated, idiot parents who are abusing their own children. These parents, by the way, are going to suffer fortune-destroying lawsuits from their own children someday. Many, if not most, are going to have to retire to the poorhouse. Mark my words. That's the high price for being so incredibly negligent, naive, and stupid in their child rearing. The high level of education among many of these parents just reminds me of Forrest Gump's mom's classic definition of stupidity. Come on, everybody, let's say it all together now. Stupid is as stupid does. I don't care how smart they think they are. Many are surgeons, lawyers, and scientists, but if you can only act stupidly and recklessly with their own children, then guess what? They're stupid. And the number three reason why sexual dysphoria is exploding, the extended American family is no more. Or it is now so sliced and diced and minced and pureed that it just looks kind of like one of Oprah Winfrey's circus freak shows. Now, more and more, doesn't it? You got a gay here, one normal cisgender way over there, and a bi romantic animal lover here. You've got a weird cat lady gentleman over there. You've got a man-child, teen, girl, senior, citizen, hippie, brain surgeon combined way over there. And when y'all get together for Thanksgiving and Christmas, it's like you've got a backstage pass for the 30-year reunion of the Jerry Springer Show. America has gotten so flippin' weird. Back to my point, the extended family is no more. Many decades ago, young girls saw mom, grandma, sisters, aunts, all ladies looking and acting ladylike. In other words, they were women and happy to be women. They were not self-hating feminazis. Young girls saw this and grew up that way too. No neurosis, no psychosis, a simple solution. An outrageously simple solution, and therefore smart. There were no graduates of MSU making shit up. This trans movement is very unnatural. It is anti-nature. So of course, children being so much closer to nature, being much closer to the womb, are going to show signs of neurosis, anxiety, depression, and if no sane grown-up intervenes into their lives to save them, eventual psychosis and suicide. And in between, there's gender dysphoria. It's nature's way of telling these children that there's something deeply, deeply wrong. Children will lose their sweet, innocent little minds from all this demonic abuse from their bought-off elders, even their air quotes, parents. Again, there is nothing natural about being trans. That's why transsexuals are, in general, so miserably unhappy. Just follow the money. People getting insanely wealthy off institutionalized child abuse. And the number four reason why sexual dysphoria appears to be out of control. Now, a confused, lost soul is suddenly a somebody. That child is in with the cool kids. And now that lonely child is a political football, too. Something that the trans-industrial complex can use for their self-interests. So all this positive, worm and soft puppy, rainbows and unicorns, undeserved attention is showered down upon their brand new Dr. Frankenstein created sexually confused degenerate child. I mean, let's be totally honest here. The purpose of the woke is to screw with the heads of these innocent children. This has George and Alex Soros' dirty criminal mitts all over it. and they're not even trying to hide it. Mind screwing the innocent is their forte because it's Satan's forte. And so grooming the lost and confused for exploitation, that's number four in the obvious cultural rot chain of causation in all this transsexual insanity. How did this thing get so huge overnight? Did Americans suddenly decide to get an open mind to an obscene degree? No. There are 14,000 school districts in America. All of them suddenly started this trans indoctrination at the same time. This was the deep state's plan to shock and awe, to overwhelm and destroy the American system, destroy the American way of life. So what happened was, and this is a gangsta mafia strategy, the federal government gifted billions and billions of dollars, aka gift aid, that taxpayer gift laundered through the apparent legitimacy of the CDC. They said, we'll give you, just one school district, for example, $15 million, but you have to teach CRT and this sick trans crapola to get it. If you don't, then you have to pay all that money back, 100% of it. That was also the year President Trump was going to get reelected in a landslide, but we needed 666 feet of separation and mail-in ballots, 50 state election fraud. It was not a pandemic, it was a plandemic. And we all know that now, of course, mostly to get Trump out of office no matter what. By the way, none of this massive misappropriation of funds is about liberal politics. It is there, but that's only the shiny object that morons focus on exclusively. It's about big, dirty, filthy money, bribery, and extortion for these oligarchs' investments. And guess what? Lean into your speakers a little bit. There's only a tiny handful of criminals at the top. If Trump can't hide behind his billions, they won't be able to hide behind their billions either. And if they can persecute President Trump on fake crimes, then we can hand them death penalties on their real crimes. Get it? Do you get it? And so if you do, you have to start talking about this loud and proud to everyone, and I mean everyone you know. It is long past time to fully punish these billionaire deep state oligarchs like George and Alex Soros and Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and so many others like them. Oh, and don't forget the Chi-Coms. We must never concede to allow them to define our terms for us. We don't say transphobia. We say protecting American morals. We don't say that never-ending perverted acronym that abuses every letter in the alphabet. You know what I'm talking about. We say LGBT WTF. Finally, there is no real difference between the L's, the G's, the B's, and the T's. I do concede with them in tying all this evil corruption up into one bow called the LGBT WTF mafia, because it's all filthy, dirty, vile corruption, 100% of all of it. Pride is such a big, profitable business because it tears apart the family. It destroys mom's, daughter's, grandmother's family. It's the final, ultimate goal. In Canada, the Canadian Cancer Society has outlawed the word cervix. Now they want to call it front hole. Front hole. The idea is to turn all women into holes. Dehumanization is the ultimate goal. Entirely demonic. All this erodes the foundation of individual strength. When Americans grow up to be weak and stupid, then it's easy for the highest bidding totalitarians to swoop in and control it all. Everything else becomes super easy. The LGBT WTF is like those explosive embedded charges that bring down skyscrapers. Once those first charges go off, the rest of the superstructure just implodes upon itself so quickly and so easily. The deep state, using all those useful idiots inside the LGBT WTF Ponzi scheme, that is the quickest, easiest way to destroy everything good in America, secretly from the inside out. Abraham Lincoln famously said, if America is to ever be brought down, it will come from the inside, not the outside. Here is some real hope for the brokenhearted. The ultimate dysphoria was Jesus, a man of divine perfection, paying our price of sin by being punished by having to live in a flawed human body. Isn't that the ultimate dysphoria? He, like you, didn't deserve his fate, but he is now knocking on your door, offering you a way out of this hellacious, sexually confusing experience on earth. You've been listening to No PC Allowed. I am Mac Iverson.